The passage I chose to read from is the Dharma Bums, is Rosie's death. It starts on chapter 15 and begins on page 110. This passage stood out to me because I think it portrays Ray in an interesting light. It shows his human flaws. It's a very human picture of Ray. He doesn't really want to help Cody. He's not being very charitable to Rosie or merciful to her. So it shows how he's struggling with these ideals and struggling with this path that he's trying to obtain and trying to reach. It's hard for him. For example, when Cody asks for him to help Rosie watch a suicidal girl, he doesn't want to do that. He'd rather be going out, I don't know, having a beer with the guys or something. So it's a struggle. He has to suffer to kind of obtain what he is looking for and obtain the ability to help. Even in his interactions with Rosie, he's not very merciful towards her. He's unwilling to listen to her arguments. He's unwilling to be sympathetic to her or trying to be sensitive to her emotional state at that time. He even calls her a fool. He screams at her. He argues with her. He's not showing his mercy. He's not trying to be empathetic towards her. He's trying to be more argumentative. I think also Kerouac really does a nice job in his prose of leading the reader on to feel the emotion that Rosie's feeling and feel the emotion that Ray's feeling. The scene is intense. It's frantic. It's paranoia to the extreme. And Rosie's dialogue within it seems to reflect her growing paranoia and growing frantic state, because her dialogue gets longer. It gets more quickly reading, and it becomes where you're feeling the emotion, you're hearing the emotion come through her dialogue and the passage. You're riding the roller coaster. When she's in a calmer state, the prose seems to slow down and flows a little nicer than when she's in her frantic, paranoia state. Another interesting aspect of this passage is it seems to me to reflect the time that Kerouac was writing in. The fear during the 50s was widespread. It was paranoia. There was this almost Big Brother phenomenon going on. And the Russians, which Rosie even alludes to the Russians in the passage, were such a fear in people's minds that they weren't rational. They were jumping under desks at the sound of an atomic bomb horn. And the threat of an atomic bomb and the threat of the Russians and the Cold War kind of in the society brought in this fear and this paranoia and this panic. And Rosie kind of takes that fear on. And I'm not sure if Kerouac's trying to be political in this passage, but he definitely says something about society during that time in their rational fears. And maybe it means the end of society or the end of that time, but Rosie kind of embodies that fear and kind of takes it to the extreme. One of the aspects of this passage that I think has many interpretations and is kind of difficult for me to interpret and understand what Kerouac is trying to say is the aspects of religion in this passage, Christianity and Buddhism. Throughout the book, Ray is trying to seek his own religion and struggles with what he's trying to obtain, whether or not it's Christianity or Buddhism or some semblance of the two. This is kind of the path that we're taken on in the book. Well, this passage kind of brings out some of those points. For example, when Ray is talking to Rosie, he tells her that God is you. Now, there are two possibilities that I thought of that this could mean. One, does it mean that God is in humanity, that people are God, physically God is represented there? Or does it mean that each person can find God and obtain their own God in that manner, and maybe not with an outside religion, but an individual finding the way that they see religion and way that they see faith? He also, at the end of the passage, kind of brings the two together in when he says Rosie's in heaven and now she knows the truth. He's talking about a Christian afterlife, but he's using the language of a Buddhist path and finding the truth. And it's a very interesting semblance of the two religions and two ideas, and kind of reflects the Ray's struggle throughout the novel to find what he believes to be religion and where he sees religion going.